It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. From last place to best in the West, the St. Louis Blues moving on to the Stanley Cup Finals, and it feels so good. That's why we're celebrating with 24 hours of Gloria today on Y98.
I want to apologize to viewers of News Channel 5. I wasn't able to put my makeup on before I was on camera a lot, and Joe Young, the cameraman that I've known a long time, just... there's something about him that makes me do stupid things on camera, so I apologize. You know when Oprah used to come out every once in a while without makeup on? I don't want to scare people.
And I have a message for viewers of Channel 5.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I knew you were going to say
that. Yeah, we let Tim sit down for the interview.
I'm putting makeup on for no reason.
Yeah, right.
We thank you, Court.
Rude.
That is not right.
Hey, I got called out for chair dancing, all right? So,
by you, not me.
No, my older brother. Chair dancing? Really?
I know. It does feel weird to get up and stand up. And I don't know. We made fools out of ourselves this morning. Okay. John Brown at Fox 2 posted something on Facebook. Can I read it to you?
Sure.
What have you heard to say now? If I were to write a movie about a hockey team, I'd begin with a team that has never won the Stanley Cup and hasn't been to the finals in nearly 50 years. I'd put that team in last place in the NHL halfway through the season. I'd fire the coach and bring in a guy that very few people knew. I'd promote a rookie goalie who would miraculously get hot and lead the team to the playoffs. I'd have one playoff series go to 7 games and win it in double overtime. I'd have the refs steal a game in overtime by an obvious penalty that wasn't called. After that hand pass, I'd have my team outscore the competition 12-2. I'd have one of the hottest Hollywood stars as their biggest fan and even talk about the team on Jimmy Kimmel. I'd also write a storyline about how the other professional sports team in town, who everybody loves, starts showing up at games to cheer. During one playoff game, I'd ride in a tornado that canceled the baseball game so the entire city could focus on clinching the game that gave them the Western Conference final win. Then I'd have them play the team that beat them 49 years ago, from Boston, no less. And just for kicks, I'd include a little girl battling a rare disease who's befriended by the team. She would go on to survive and be at the playoff games. But who would believe all that?
That's cool, John, but no mention of 24 Hours of Gloria.
I know!
I mean, really, seriously.
I mean, when you look at all of that, back to back to back to back to back, yes, it would make a storyline that no one would believe.
How can TV not love this storyline?
Right.
I know.
How can NBC Sports not just eat all of this up?
Exactly.
Don't you think that now we're going up against the Bruins? All of NBC Sports is going to be on St. Louis's side. Don't you think?
Well, like, Bruins are, I mean, you get...
I know, but St. Louis is such a great underdog story. I think that Boston's going to be annoyed at how much the announcers want us to win.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just excited. Let's just bask in it for a little while.
Know.
We don't start until, what, Monday's the first
Monday
game?
Monday night.
Yep.
In Boston. Let's just all enjoy it and be happy. And Layla, it was at the game. We talked to her yesterday, and she's just the best. And she, after the game, Channel 5, Frank Cusimano, gave her the opportunity to interview her all-time favorite Blues player, Alexander Steen.
So tell me, Alex, what emotions are going through your head?
Ooh, good question. A lot right now. You know, we're excited, obviously. It's... very special to do this in this town, and you know, to have you here was a little extra special for us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Also, tell me, how do you feel about playing against David Backes, a former Blues player?
Another good question. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. We haven't played against him a lot since he left, but I don't think we'll be friends out there, Layla.
Well, I understand you guys are friends, but we got to get aggressive out there.
Well, we got you, our lucky charm there.
Oh, well, I'll be there.
Yeah, I know you will.
She is so sweet. You know, my son came home yesterday because their last day of school is tomorrow, and they have their yearbooks, and he's like, Mom, I signed everybody's yearbook, Gloria!
I And then his name?
Yeah, and then his name. He just wrote Gloria Finn in every yearbook. And
oh
I was
gosh.
Like, I love it because, like, some people might look back. I don't think anyone's going to look back on that and not remember what it's about.
Oh, it's great. I read, yeah, that reminds me of the Nick story when he was like 10, same age, and he signed some kid's yearbook, something, and then he realized when the kid walked away that it was so terrible, so he chased the kid down, tackled him, and scratched it out. What did he sign it? Italian Stallion.
I love it. Here's Lance on the brand with traffic.
All right, let's start with the new.